Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99KMSR, and the Mightier 1090. Podcast replays or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today. Just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, I hope it's sunny inside your mind. Sometimes it's sunny outside, and it's sunny inside your mind, but on the inside of your intestines, well, there's a churning going on. And apparently, much like the Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii, Brian Alvarez right now, in Hawaii, has fallen ill. It's the second Wednesday in a row that he is not here. Is that a trend? I don't know. He believes that he will be back in action tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio. If he's not, I don't know what happens in that case. Garrett Gonzalez, I'm sure we'll have to step up. Will Brian be there or not? I don't know. You got to become a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. And follow along, and you'll know what happens. I'll give everybody his Twitter feed soon. Maybe you can check him out that way. But joining us today, Filthy Tom Lawler, because you need a man to step in times like this, and there's no one manlier, with the exception of Don Fry, than Filthy Tom Lawler. And we got a lot to get into. AEW Dynamite is tonight. Not from the box center. From the BOK Center. The BOK Center? I like the BOK Center. The Bank of Oklahoma City Center. That's where that's going to be from. We had NXT last night. We have Seven Bucks Productions making a movie about Ric Flair, possibly, maybe. And we have a deal for the CW and NWA that I thought we knew about months ago. Get in all that stuff and more. And we'll get it started when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. You know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day. But if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I'm at Sempervivi. Filthy is at Filthy Tom Lawler. For the continued adventures of Brian Alvarez, at Brian Alvarez. If you want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling, at WONF4W. And the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley's at Jim Valley. He's here with you on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian is here with you on Sundays at Andrew Zarian, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love for you to give the wrestling news a shot as a part of your day. I won't give you the long plug. I'll just tell you to head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcast. Filthy, do you believe at all that Brian is really sick as he sits there and Hawaii right now? And, you know, he kept, during the breaks of the show yesterday, he kept looking back behind him at the window or the sliding door that was right behind him. He kept looking out there as if he was truly missing something, and he was missing Hawaii. Do you believe that he's actually sick today?
I think that son of the beach is trying to pull a fast one on us. And if he's not, I hope he feels better imminently.
Were you a big fan of that show, Son of the Beach? Because I was. And this is a 90s throwback for people from back in the day. But I was a proponent of that show. The Howard Stern-produced Son of a Beach.
Mike, I have the perfect segue for you.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Because speaking of deplorable things,
mm-hmm,
that include Howard Stern, making the news today was one interview with Howard Stern by none other than the man that's probably gonna hope we can't see him at all, but he's in the eye of wrestling fans right now, and that's John Cena.
You'd think, knowing that you're gonna be asked about something like this, I mean, I know he's got the Argyle movie out, but that's been out for a while now, right? I don't know what it was, because I haven't heard the show yet, that what the reasoning was that John Cena was on Howard Stern today. But, you know, he's been on Howard Stern a lot. And what's been terrible, and we'll get to what he said on the show today, but people are pointing out that one of the times he was on Howard Stern, he was talking about Canyon after Canyon had went on Howard Stern and talked about his life in WWE and how he was treated and how he was scripted after Vince McMahon found out that he was talking about coming out of the closet and the situation with The Undertaker where they had a closet in the middle of the ring that he came out and sang Boy George to before The Undertaker pretty much murdered this man with chair shots, including one to the head that was disgusting by no matter how you cut it, just a terrible headshot. And John Cena came on not long after that and said, Canyon's lying. He was never that good to begin with. And he was just complaining. He came out afterwards and, you know, there people are bringing this up now. Now, why are they doing that? Well, Canyon committed suicide at the age of 40, you know, a New York guy. And Ashley Massaro committed suicide at the age of 39. And she had her claims, you know, kind of, you know, they're out there right now. And obviously News Nation, we talked about it yesterday. People looking into her claims about being sexually assaulted while on a WWE tour. But John Cena appeared on Howard Stern today. And once again, while not saying anything about Ashley Massaro or anything specifically, at least from what's up on the webpage right now over at WrestlingObserver.com, this was posted up by Ian Carey not long ago. John Cena opening up about his relationship with Vince McMahon. He says, quote, I can say this, I'm a big advocate of love and friendship and honesty and communication, but in the same breath, I'm also a big advocate of accountability. I think you explained it well, Howard. If someone's behavior lies so far outside your value system that the balance shifts of like, I can't operate in a world where this works, then that's the end result of being accountable. Stern then asks Cena about how he plans to handle the situation as it relates to Vince McMahon and their friendship and relationship, and Cena answered, right now, what I'm going to do is love the person I love. Be their friend. And by that, it means, hey, I love you. You have a hill to climb. There's the saying of, you don't know who your friends are until the S hits the fan or your back's against the wall. That doesn't make any of what's going on any easier to swallow, but just telling somebody like, hey, I love you. Man, this is going to be a hill to climb. We're going to see what happens, and that's that. It sounds so cliche, but it has to be one day at a time. But at the same token, I've openly said I love the guy. I have a great relationship with the guy. So that's that. Did he really have to go on Howard Stern and really take questions about Vince McMahon? And if you are going to take questions about Vince McMahon, that's the best that you can come up with for the allegations and the situation that's been put upon Vince McMahon with all of the things that we now know about Vince McMahon after all of the NDAs, settling with Rita Chatterton, who for years said that he raped her. Is this really, you know, I guess everybody's got their view and they're entitled to go out and come out and say it, but I don't know. Did this do John Cena, the man or, you know, the public figure and entertainer, any, like, did it help him at all here? Did it help Vince McMahon and what his image is?
Word life. I think John Cena would have been better off having the trademark ghostwrite a statement for him on Howard Stern than what he said. Because even if we look at it from the standpoint of John Cena, I'm sure, feels indebted to Vince McMahon. How could he not? He's been the face of a company. Probably his dream was given to him because of the business acumen and the business dealings of Vince McMahon. So I'm sure he feels indebted to him. However, Vince McMahon has put out a statement maintaining his innocence in the face of these claims. So, you know, perhaps you can give John Cena the benefit of the doubt and say he's basing his feelings about Vince on the fact that he believes Vince to be innocent when it comes to this situation. But in the face of everything, social media, society what's right and wrong on this planet, I think John Cena should have, you know, thought about his choice of words a little bit better. Much like, actually, another top WWE superstar did, because Randy Orton was talked about or asked about this very subject in a few interviews with Sports Illustrated, the New York Post, and I think he handled it a little bit better.
I believe he did as well. Orton said, quote, "I've got to say this. I wouldn't be where I am without Vince McMahon taking a chance on me a handful of times. I would not be where I am today without Vince McMahon. But F, I'm reading this S. What you've seen in red, I've seen in red. And as far as commenting on it, it effing hurts my heart. It hurts my heart." Randy Orton, Bryan Danielson, Kevin Owens, there have been a lot of people who have said, you know, over years, you know, people that a lot of people who don't like Vince and have never liked WWE, it always kills them to hear people that they like say respectful things about Vince McMahon or say father figure type things when it comes to Vince McMahon. But there were obviously two distinct sides to this man that, you know, at his core, I mean, as we're finding out, is pretty evil. Is pretty evil when you stack up everything that he's been accused of from over the years and everything that we're finding out. But this obviously is going to be a story that continues to play itself out. And I guess as time goes on, everybody's going to be asked about this, you know, working in the business, certainly working for WWE at some point or another. But there's got to be a better way to do it than the way John Cena did, at least in my opinion. We'll be
much
back.
Like this story.
Receives are alive.
It's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Family Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. It's a filthy Wednesday on the program. Brian Alvarez indisposed right now in Hawaii. Hopefully he's feeling better. Hopefully he'll be back with Dave Meltzer tonight for Wrestling Observer Radio. After AEW Dynamite is all wrapped up and over with, if not, I'm sure Garrett Gonzalez will step in, and then we will hope that Brian is okay for the Brian and Vinny show, the next one of those that takes place, so we can hear him talk all about NXT and his love of the acting of Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley. Filthy, if we have time, we're going to get to that show later on, but there's still a lot to get into today. There's thespianism, possibly, on the front when it comes to Ric Flair. This was posted up to the front page of the site by our own Josh Nason this afternoon. It says The Wrap reported on Wednesday that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's $7 Productions. Hey, did you hear? Back in the day when he was struggling, he only had $7 in his pocket, and he parlayed that into where he's at today. I don't know if you heard that story or not. He said it a lot. Anyway, he's developing a project on the life of Ric Flair. It's Johnson, his ex-wife Danny Garcia, and Hiram Garcia. Well, they'll all produce it alongside Kevin Mischler of Mischler Films. The team previously teamed up on 2019's Fighting With My Family, which was a good movie, a film based on the life of AEW Soraya, then Paige in WWE. Flair was not named as being directly involved, and as of this writing, he has yet to publicly comment on it. Johnson gave the following statement to The Wrap about the project, which had no timeline included. I'm not going to read all this. He just says he idolized Ric Flair, and he can't wait to tell his unbelievable story and that he changed the game, and thank you for the house, Rick. While Flair has been the focus of several documentaries, hold on, Filthy, this will be the first time he will be depicted in a feature film, if that's what the project turns out to be. Grayson Waller actually portrayed Ric Flair on the now-canceled Young Rock TV show, which was awful, as was the guy that played Ric Flair in the Iron Claw. But, hey, did you ever hear that story about The Rock only having $7? Did you ever hear that one before, Tom?
Yeah, I have heard that one, but what he fails to mention is that he also hit the genetic lottery by being the son of one of the most famous wrestling families of all time. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Like, he was going to get opportunities.
It was possible. You know, not everybody, you know, it's... It was a free trip to Miami, right? University of Miami. You got a scholarship there. Not too bad. Not too bad. But yeah,
enough talk about The Rock. I want to talk about you and I, Mike. We should set up a time where we can go to the theater, kick our feet up, bring in some woo energy, maybe snack on some wings, and watch this Ric Flair biopic. You think Buddy Landell is going to get in there? The real nature boy of my generation? I hope so. Maybe some Scoot Andrews. I'd like to see a cameo in there. The black nature boy.
Black nature boy? Scoot Andrews. Oh, well, you know, Buddy Rogers, obviously. You know, I have to have them crossing paths at some point. You know, where he had the short feud with Flair in the Carolinas in the 70s. The battle over the the nature boy name and all that stuff. But, yeah, you know, him and that goofy woo energy drink, you know, if Flair, if they give him the microphone tonight, you know, people complained last week about Darby Allin and that, you know, really rickety-ass promo that he had, you know, against the Young Bucks. I can imagine if you gave Ric Flair the mic tonight, all he would do would be praise The Rock and praise WWE. So if he's going to be on the show, Tony, do not give him the microphone or he will thank Rock profusely tonight about whatever this possible movie is going to be. But, you know, we just talked about in the first segment about Vince and all that stuff. The story of Ric Flair can easily be told because he's lived such a long and interesting life and he is so revered publicly by people that never really look past the surface. And if they have, much like a Mike Tyson, they kind of turn their heads the other way when it comes to any allegations or anything about Ric Flair's personal life and any shortcomings he may have that way. Can you see this movie, again, it's being made by The Rock and everything. I mean, how much, if at all, do you think they get into any of that? Because, again, you probably only have an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes for a movie like this. I mean, what do you think this thing was? It would be about?
Brother, you think they're going to have Ric Flair flashing his wiener on the airplane in this Rock movie?
Here's the thing. He could look, if you're telling the story about Ric Flair, 70s Lothario, I mean, I'm sure you could have, there's a possibility you could have him helicopter it around, I guess. The Brazzers might have to come on board to produce the movie, but like, you know, look, you barely have time to tell the good things in this movie. I mean, I wonder how much of the bad they're really going to tell and how, again, this is just going to be a goofy movie. I mean, I don't know. I just can't see as time continues to move on. Do we really need a Ric Flair biopic? Is that something you're that interested in?
I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, some replays of his early times training up in Minnesota, you know, or maybe the time surrounding the fatal plane crash that he was involved in and has come back from that. There's plenty of people like me who, even, Mike, even in their advanced age of 40, missed out on the heyday of Ric Flair. His best times were before I can even remember. So while I've seen 40 years of this guy wrestling, I still missed out on the previous 20, which apparently was his best work. So for someone like me, I would much rather see this than the Page movie. I don't know if we need to necessarily glorify a man who's been, I guess, oh, he was almost canceled, I guess, in some ways, but he made his way back, much like Mike Tyson did, as you mentioned. I don't know if we need to be glorifying, you know, people like that, but in the grand scheme of things, when you look at it, in the vast world of professional wrestling, sadly, what he's done almost ends up on the low scale.
I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, if you don't care about getting canceled, you can't get canceled. It's kind of like the case for Ric Flair. I mean, it was kind of the case for Dana White after what he did. You know, obviously, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, it's taken, look, he didn't either. Considering that he, you know, powered himself back to help, you know, negotiate that sale. He thought he was untouchable too, and apparently, you know, there was a line for him. But, you know, with Ric Flair, he just seems to be unsinkable. And there are always going to be people that, again, never going to end up looking past the surface when it comes to Flair and any of this stuff. But you do make a really good point because I'm trying to think of things that could be in the movie that would be interesting to both, you know, people who have been fans for years and know everything about him and people that you are trying to drag in, the people that like on the fringes of wrestling or, you know, who have no clue whatsoever, the type of people that would come in and saw the Von Erichs movie. And I guess the plane crash would be one big thing, but I think even bigger than that, we know he's adopted. We know he's born in Memphis, Tennessee, and he ends up, you know, being adopted by this doctor and his wife in Minnesota. And the only thing we know is, yeah, he goes to the University of Minnesota, but we don't, people really don't know what his upbringing was like and what molded this kid to end up becoming the type of person that he was and the type of personality that he is. You know, to me, that's probably the most interesting stuff, you know, that you could probably put out there, you know, as far as a human interest thing to try to drag people in.
Unfortunately, you also have the death of Reed Flair, which is a tragic story in and of itself. Yeah. So there's plenty in the world of wrestling. Obviously, there's plenty outside the world of wrestling as well when it comes to Ric Flair. A larger than life personality, a larger than wrestling personality for sure.
AEW Dynamite's tonight. We should probably bring that up. The BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bank of Oklahoma Center. AEW World Champion Samoa Joe, because unless they've added something here very recently, I think we're still at the same amount of stuff that we were talking about yesterday. Tom, I don't know if you had a chance to hear that show or not. Brian, a huge proponent on getting some things announced for these shows out there so the attendance will be a lot higher. I think we were talking about 2,600 for this show in a 20,000-seat building there in Tulsa. But the card right now, Samoa Joe.
If I can interject real quick.
Yes.
One of the things that we've seen over the past year or two in the WWE is a big uptick in attendance, right? It's a hotter product. One thing we've also seen in that time period is kind of a movement to advertising matches and then actually delivering those matches, which is a stark contrast to what would happen previous to that. So it's not as if we don't have empirical evidence that points to that being a big help when it comes to selling tickets. And that's what we're trying to do here, right, Mike? We're trying to grab those listeners. We're trying to get them to pay attention and invest in us. And that's what we're going to do when we come back from the break.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you alongside Filthy Tom Lawler, just filling time on a Wednesday. I don't know if that's been obvious or not, but that's what we've been doing. AEW fills time every Wednesday night on TBS, and they are at the Box Center, BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as it was going through the card here, Tom cut me off there at the end, so I will read it out to you now. It is the exact same thing as yesterday. Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland, and Brian Cage against Hangman Page, Hook, and Rob Van Dam. There's got to be some sort of dynamic change that takes place with, like, Brian Cage and Toa Leona and Khan at some point. I mean, at some point, Nana's got to turn on Swerve or something. We have to have Swerve firmly in the babyface category and the rest of that crew on the heel side of things. I could be wrong about that, Filthy. I don't know. Do you think that that needs to be established more firmly? Because you got Hangman Page hanging out with Hook and RVD tonight, and you know people want to boo Hangman Page if he's in there with Swerve. Do we need to get those guys situated and firmly in different camps here soon, or am I just being too old school?
I think you could keep Swerve and Prince Nana together. The fans absolutely love doing the dance. So I think that's
an
act
to
keep together. No, absolutely not.
Have you practiced doing that dance?
No, nor will I. Thank you. However, I do think you should split off Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony, which are clearly a heel group, and maybe have them do the bidding for someone else. Maybe Hangman puts a bounty up. Maybe Brian Keith could try to take that bounty and fail. And then maybe Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony try to pick up that money. Who knows? But yeah, I agree with you, Mike. Swerve, definitely on the babyface side. Everybody wants this guy to be their big hero, despite being a home invader. Deplorable actions by Swerve, but the fans love him, so give them what they want.
Exactly. And look, I like Hangman Page. He is not exactly king of the promo. You know, they've kind of even poked some fun at that. He's got this new persona. He's got this new look. He's got justification. He's got justification with all, look, now granted, he's never beaten Swerve, but that actually is some justification on why he hates this guy, but he should be upset with the fans for turning on him. The guy busted into his house and cut a promo over his baby's crib and left him some merch. Like, you know, the fact that the fans are cheering Swerve right now, Hangman should be pissed off about, and he needs to use that energy and fuel and direct it into his promos, because he's kind of got the look now. But, like, you know, are you just going to be a Virginia Silas Young with the look here and try to be badass, or are you actually going to be able to pull off, you know, Hangman Adam Page, bad guy? Which, you know, it's like Roxanne Perez. You know, they're flipping her on NXT. They want her to have an edge. They want her to be crazy. And we see her, you know, she's going about it in that NXT way as it happens. I'd like to see that happen more with Hangman Page. I don't know. We'll see. I wasn't sure if you were going to jump in there.
No, I've said my piece.
Fair enough. That. John Moxley and Claudio against FTR. Hard for me to believe that that won't be awesome, or at least, you know, really good.
It's got to be. I don't think you can put all those elements into one match and have it not come out very good.
No, and you know what? Just in this, I'm not making fun of FTR's height or anything like that. But a lot of times, people, and because it's come up on the show where people, you know, Brian will say, like, people forget that John Moxley, it's like, he's not a small guy. And you saw them, like, those two guys facing off, and Claudio's obviously a big dude, too. When they had their face off last week and they were going at it, it's like, it is, you know, you do remember how big John Moxley is when he's throwing blows with Dax there. But, you know, that match is probably, as you mentioned, going to be awesome here. Women's World Champion Toni Storm is in action, as is Deonna Purrazzo. That's all we know right now. We have no idea who their opponents are going to be. It could it be possible, since we've given her a victory now, that they trot out Queen Aminata to get beaten again by one of those two women?
Actually, my guess is that Queen Aminata goes pretty far in this ROH Women's TV title.
I would hope tournament. So. I would hope she wins it.
I don't know what we're going to get. Toni Storm said that it's going to be a showcase of her grappling expertise to show Deonna Purrazzo what she can do. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to get. Toni Storm, her character obviously has made her career over the past 6 months. And I know that she did some work on the upcoming Mildred Burke film, Queen of the Ring. Yeah. Which will be coming out, I believe this year. So we'll see. Maybe she picked up some tricks from that movie, and we're going to see him tonight in the ring.
I mean, did you know who else went out for that part, or at least actually who had that part before Toni Storm did and then had to pull out?
No. You've got the story wrong, my friend.
Oh, really? The Charlotte Flair story.
Yeah, Charlotte Flair was replaced in the movie, but not by Toni Storm.
Oh.
It was by Camille.
Oh, God, that
yeah.
That had to be a little bit awkward. That's,
not for me.
Well, you know, there was, I guess, you know, for those who do not know, Charlotte had quite the tumultuous relationship with Bram, I believe his name was at the time. I forget his name right now.
Thomas Latimer,
thank you very much, who's wrestled in the NWA and been around for quite some time there, had a WWE developmental deal at
re-signed
one point
with TNA for a record amount of times.
Yes, he did that. He gets right. He had that deal going on for a while when that kept being reported, but he had a rough relationship with Charlotte Flair, where there was accusations and police being called with some fighting and all that stuff going on. And there was talk about Camille possibly getting a look by WWE and coming on board there. But then again, that ended up not happening. And it probably was the best case scenario, considering I'm sure there would be an issue, possibly maybe still between those groups. So that didn't happen, and that's got nothing to do with AEW Dynamite tonight, which will happen at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh. Ric Flair may bring it up on air if they give him the mic.
That's impossible. But didn't he get into a fight? You know what? Now we're getting too deep into things with all of that. So we'll just back out slowly from all of that sort of stuff. Maybe that'll be in the $7 Productions movie. We'll get to see what happened with any, Father's Day wishes from Bram and Ric Flair back in the day. I could have sworn, and it's been made official, I guess, I could have sworn this was made official months ago. Apparently it was not. We've just been talking about it, and the shows have just been airing on the app anyway. But Billy Corgan has announced today that his National Wrestling Alliance will be available for streaming on the CW app, and there will be a reality show that follows him around in both his public and private life. He hopes NWA's deal with the CW app helps his promotion, quote, show that there are other voices in professional wrestling, end quote. Oh, there's going to be more quotes here in a moment, and you'll love it. NWA programming has been available on the streaming service since February 6th, but an official announcement regarding the deal was made today. The NWA and CW also revealed on Wednesday that a reality show starring Corrigan will debut on the app later this year. The unscripted show will focus on Corrigan's life, family, role as NWA president, and his day job. New episodes of NWA Power are released every Tuesday on the app. They've already been playing. Past seasons of the show are available as well. This, Tom, came from the press release, okay? Quote, democratizing access to action-packed wrestling from some of the sport's biggest, boldest, and brightest personalities. All programming is notably available free of charge and without a subscription via the CW app. It represents a monumental power move for the NWA. The partnership not only amplifies the brand's presence throughout popular culture and the zeitgeist, but also sets a precedent for wrestling at large. Democratizing access and a zeitgeist. What do you think about that, Filthy?
I think they're trying to get their SRO up, or what is it, SEO, search engine optimization?
Something like
up
that.
Through the roof with those terms.
I don't know if they have any SROs when it comes to NWA events recently here. But these shows have already been airing up on the CW app, and I guess it has been now. We know it's been made official here. I don't know how much this is going to help them, you know, but maybe they can end up with a spot because they're going to have time to fill on the weekends. And again, I don't know how it's going to work with like NASCAR, but they're picking up whatever it's called now, whatever the Busch Series races are, the Xfinity Series, whatever the series right under the main NASCAR series is called now, you're going to have stuff that gets rained out, right? Or you're going to have rain delays. This seems like something that if everything goes right and the Sinister Minister is not snorting coke anymore, you know, like if they can keep literally their noses clean, like maybe the show can end up on CW proper, you know, nowhere. And maybe it doesn't get promoted that much because WWE's NXT is going to be on there, but maybe this can actually end up being a good thing for them in the long run. I mean, it's possible, right? Maybe.
It's possible. I would think if I were a CW executive, I'd probably look towards, you know, some sort of fringe NXT programming if I was going to throw it into that slot, just based on prestige of the companies, you know, maybe the NXT Combine, you throw in a few action-packed spurts from that, maybe something, a few matches from Speed. Maybe they could work out a deal there.
Oh, you can't do that. That's exclusive. That is X only, your Speedy matches.
Oh, I apologize then. But, you know, I mean, it can't hurt. That's the biggest thing when it comes to the NWA getting access to the CW app. I'm good. I think I'm good with watching Billy Corgan's private life. But, you know, maybe a show about his public persona would be a little bit more appetizing.
Were you ever a Smashing Pumpkins fan back in the 90s? Was the world a vampire for you?
I recognize his skills as a musician. I don't really know what he's doing out there, but I respect it.
I think the only times I've seen him, Lollapalooza, he was there at that one where Pavement opened up, and we went to the one in West Virginia, and somebody threw a big mud pie and knocked Pavement off stage, which I'm sure Billy Corgan must have been thrilled about. But there was that one, and then actually saw Garbage and Smashing Pumpkins right before, who was it, the keyboardist or the bassist, OD'd or whatever, back in, this was like 90, 98, 97, whatever it was. But man, Garbage was awesome. Shirley Manson was tremendous. That, damn it, was a good group. That was a good show. Could have left after Garbage, you know. No offense, Billy. This one, I was not a big Smashing Pumpkins fan. That's why we don't use it as bumper music. We got Midnight Rider. And hearing Midnight Rider means we got to take a ride to break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Oh, silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let 'em catch me Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Filthy, I just got to ask you, where do you come down on gas station performance-enhancing supplements?
I don't come down on them. I'm up.
You can go for
the
hours.
Whole time.
Hours.
Yeah.
Hours.
I can go for hours, but what I can't do is watch NXT for hours.
You can't.
Luckily, I do it in 1 hour.
That's
can we get through it in 1 minute?
Well, we absolutely can. Because I'll ask you, is there anything that stood out to you last night besides the immaculate acting of Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley?
You know what? I was very impressed by the fact that Lash Legend and Lyra Valkyria went out there and had what I believe was essentially a call-it-on-the-fly shoot contest. And especially for someone of Lash Legend's experience, Brian said it a few weeks ago, and I've got to agree with him after this. She has really turned the corner and improved. And there was a time where he thought she wasn't going to get it. I wasn't impressed, but Lash Legend has won me over.
She is absolutely, again, yeah, coming along very, very well. Valkyria ultimately hit a flying body press to win the match. We saw where, unfortunately, Shotzi, who announced on her social media she's going to be out, I think, around 9 months, out with a torn ACL. She was delivering a DDT through the ropes to the apron where she jumped down to the floor. As she did that, her left knee gave out. So tough situation there. Lash Legend had the match with Kalani Jordan right before that, which meant she was still in her gear when Roxanne Perez found out about this as the match was going on. Boy, was she pissed off. And this is all leading to her still going after the women's title. Tony D'Angelo sounds like will be going after the main title as 2024 rolls on as well. Filthy. A professional job you did, sir.
Thank you, as did you, Mike. And let's close it off with one more professional move. Take us home.
We'll talk to you again after a while.